How do you affect pressure on a quarterback that can get the ball out as quickly as they get it out?
Well, one way is to give him looks where, and this is hard to do now because how good he is at seeing your looks. One is to have looks that look the same, and then you're actually doing something different to make him, hopefully make him hold it at least a little bit. And then two is our pocket mechanics, and we were working on that today at practice. We need to make sure that the pocket is the way we want it, not the way they want it. And another thing that's hard to do against this team because they're outstanding at what they do. So those need to be right to affect him. We need to affect this quarterback in so that he doesn't have the easy lanes to throw those completions. Make it as hard as we can. He still finds ways to throw the ball complete, but we need to do those things. So our looks, our pocket mechanics, our angles of departure, same thing with our activations. When we're activated, we need to be on our right lines and go from there.
How do you blitz a quarterback that wants you to blitz him? Guys like him, Breeze, they welcome that because he's going to use that as an edge for him.
Well, one is when you blitz guys from different angles, having different coverages behind it, which we do some of that. And so when a guy's pressuring from a certain angle, when we change the coverage behind that, that can throw it where we want it as well. So that's the guessing and cat and mouse game that we play all the time. And these good ones like Breeze and him and many others in this league, but they're the best in the world. You have to vary your coverage behind your pressures.
How good is he at changing up the hot reads?
Well, the hot reads are built in, but, there's certain looks that once he sees them, if he can check the full play, if he knows your look and knows it for, that's what happens. That's why they're good second half teams is he sees it. And if you don't have enough change-ups, then he's got you. So you have to change your looks so that he changes. He just runs his play and right. Throws it to the guy, picks based on your look and says, okay, I know I got this. I'm going to throw it over here. 1-2, ball out, right? I mean, the average time or whatever. I mean, it's fast some of the time. So if the look changes and he goes 1-2, oh, that was different, that gives us a chance. So we have to have enough to do that, but we also have to be able to execute.
Is there a danger of changing your looks too much during a game where you might, your defense might get confused a little bit and not know exactly what they're supposed to be doing on a certain play? Is that a danger at all as far as trying to outsmart him?
Our job is to execute. So what we do is we have multiple looks that are the same call for us. So, again, the activation and what we do is one of my favorite things, multiplicity through simplicity. It can be the same blitz out of a different personnel group, so hopefully it looks different to the Denver Broncos, but our guys do it very fast.
Does it help to have an on-field extension of you, maybe somebody like Nick or Charles, whoever's sort of in charge of making checks and getting guys lined up to just kind of, is there any adjustment on the fly or are there options built into what you've called? Do you follow like what I'm saying? Does it help to have a guy who's smart and knowledgeable on the field to be able to read and react?
Yeah, because if you call a call, and number one, you want to get it to all 11 guys as fast as you can.
Right.
And the offense obviously has their call before you because they're on the ball. So you got to get the call communicated to 11 guys. We have some guys that are very good at that. In the past few weeks and this year, we've been a lot better at that through 2 weeks than we have before. Some of that is the players that we have. Nick's one of them, Charles, there's others that we have on this defense. So yes, number one. And then number two is, if anything happens, use your rules of the coverage to get yourself out of it. If the formation changes, if this team checks the play, if we all of a sudden understand it's a run or a pass, then we use our rules within that call to stop them on that down, and then bang, go to the next play. Because that's the key about playing this guy anyway. Precision. Execution, precision, because that's what he does. So that's what you have to do to play with this type of offense.
Didn't get a turnover for the second week, but do you think you were closer? I mean, you got your hands on more balls, or Jenkins almost got one. Did you see progress in terms of getting closer to getting one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt. Mm-hmm. Definite progress. And the tips, they go in streaks. We want to get our hands in effect as many balls as we can, as many passes as we can. We need to do a better job at being the second one in on the tackle, pulling at the ball. We have it at times, but we got to continue to do that defensively all the time. Second one into the tackle, go for the ball. And we emphasize that a lot, and we need to keep doing that. the more tips you get, the more chances you have. Ask J.J. Watt. What's his stat? His 20-20-20 stat? So, you know, the more times that ball's tipped or the more times we affect the pocket, the better chances we have. We need to continue to do that. And that's working together to do the right thing.
Playing against, you know, an offense like the Broncos and a guy like Payne, do you get excited for, like, the challenge like this when you go in game plan?
Oh, heck yeah. This is the ultimate. To be the best, you got to beat the best. This is what you want. This is why you play the game. Monday Night Football against them, doing something nobody thinks you can do, there's nothing better than that.
When you're taking this defense as a, you know, six-week kind of evolution, not just a two-week thing for the regular season, are you pleasantly surprised or maybe just happy with where this team is at considering how many new pieces there are, you know, and we're entering week three and they seem to be functioning well as a unit?
One, we installed as a progression, like I told you guys through the preseason. There's things we showed for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. Where we are in our progression, we're pleased with. Now, our goal is different. Our goal is this. Our goal is to go 1-0 every week. So what we've done in 2 weeks, that doesn't mean anything come whatever time it is in Denver on Monday night when we kick off. Okay, that's what we want to do every week. So are we on a progression of getting better? Heck yeah. Are we where we want to be? We want to go 1-0 this week.
What jumps out on film watching their receivers? Obviously, they have three very talented guys who they spread the ball around to pretty evenly.
They're a unique group in that they can run all the routes. They can run double moves. They can run wide receiver screens. They can run underneath routes. They can run over the top routes. And that's how this offense has functioned over the years, is getting wide receivers that can all do multiple things. And then they do a good job of using how the guys can run routes. Obviously, Welker in the slot and those things, but they move them around and run the route specific for that down and distance. They do as good a job as anybody, and this quarterback's done as good a job as anybody throughout his career of that, using guys for what they can do. Know your personnel, use your personnel. They do a good job with that. So we need to have our coverage guys, and we practiced that today, understanding who's going to do what, in what situation, how are they going to hide it, but what is really going on.